Save on quality sofas, sectionals, top brand mattresses, and more during Haverty's President's Day sale. Find the style of furniture you've been looking for at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Work is the life I lead. Friendship, sun rays help me grow. Landscape of beliefs give me time to breathe. Ideas are seeds I thoughtfully sow, nurturing the leaves of future dreams. Time is nutrition for my body and soul. Risks and failures are grubs that leach, however persistent in depths of low. Once dug in deep, but now I fly. Trees of strength nest birds of hope, throwing stones far of days gone by, forgiving myself, living peaceful lope. Words of shelter I no longer deny, rain of sorrow will fall, I can cope. Taking a moment to reflect on the skies, thankful that I'm here and that I survived. Well, hello. It is I, Swales, the Friendly Green Witch. Welcome, welcome to another episode of the Bell Witch Podcast. We are on episode 15. That was a little poem I wrote last week. I thought I'd share because I'd done a poem for ages and shared it with you. I actually began to write it in my head while I was washing up the other day. I kept saying, my life is a patchwork. And I thought, oh, there's a poem there. There's a poem that's coming. I better write it down. And it ended up being quite a good one. So I hope you enjoyed it. A little exclusive look at a poem. How are you doing? Hope you liked the last episode with Quinn. And I hope you're sending in all your writings and poems and stuff for Pagans of the North. They've actively put up their post seeking new writers for the Halloween edition. Well, not Halloween, Samhain, for the Samhain edition. Calling out for writers right now, and the deadline is nearer to the end of the month, so do have a look and send some stuff in. It'll be grand. What have you got to lose? It'll be fabulous. I highly encourage it. Anyway, so, oh my god, I've just been talking to somebody on blooming Instagram. Listen, followers, listeners, don't fall for it when psychics, mediums and witches jump in your inbox going like, I have been drawn to your face or your profile or your name and the vibes are high and I feel like I've got to give you a reading. What reading would you like? And then they'll give you a list of all the stuff they offer. And you go, oh, go on, then I'll have a general. And they go, before we do this, I need a donation. I accept donations. How much can you afford? Don't fall for it. Legit psychics, mediums, witches, light workers. We don't do this. We've never done this and we never will. Tarot readers, oracle readers, palmists and tea readers, like healers and Reiki. We just don't do it. It's not something we do. It's unsolicited. If you need us, we know you're going to come to us. We're not going to be sneaking in your inbox, offering you something and then asking you to pay for it up front. Absolutely not. So it's really rife at the moment on Instagram. Don't fall for it. Remember me. If you ever think, oh, this is weird, follow your instincts. If you ever go, I'm not sure about this, you're right, follow your instincts. I cannot believe they're still doing it. I got cloned 2 years ago on my Instagram. And at the time, I only did one Instagram and it was like a whole profile of me and my business and my work and my kids and my interests. And it was just all round swales. And it got cloned. It was 2 years ago. And what was horrible was there was messaging my friends and saying, hello, I'm a God-given psychic. And they were like, hey, ups, Wales, what are you on about? And then they had to cut rating it in, you know, and be like, oh, hiya, I'm just starting to do this. Do you want a reading for 20 quid? But the worst thing was they were using my kids. They had pictures of my kids that they'd cloned and made a whole new profile pretending to be me. And it upset me so much. And I worked really hard trying to get it taken down. And sadly enough, people fell for it. I know two or three people who were like acquaintances who knew of me but didn't really know me. They fell for it and they gave money thinking it was me. And that in itself is massively upsetting, that people have been scammed in my name using my pictures thinking it was me and willing to give me money. Oh my God, everything about it still makes me cross, and it's been over 2 years. Let it go, Swales, let it go. Oh, and they always use our kind of profiles for it, you know, tarot readers and witchy stuff and magic, and I guess like holistic services. They very much target our holistic services to scam people. I guess it's because we don't offer anything physical, you know, like material wise or items or stuff like material. It's because we don't offer anything material. We don't produce anything in the material world. It is all very spiritual and emotional, and I guess that makes us an easy target. Unfortunately, because of this, what happened to me, I had to split all my accounts up, and that's why I've got so many at the moment. I locked down my personal account ever so hard, and hardly anybody gets on there now. But my others are fine. Free for all, you go for it. Don't clone me, though. Don't clone me. I think it went up for 2 days. And in the end, I resorted to threatening to call the police and messaging Instagram and Facebook, Meta, whatever it is, saying, look, if you don't get this taken down, I'm going to the cops, mate. And lightning flash, it got taken down like 2-3 minutes after I'd sent the email. And they just don't take it seriously unless you do that. I mean, that's why the blue tick's having a moment, because if you've got a blue tick, you're paying them, so they've got to take you seriously, they've got to listen to you. If you haven't got a blue tick, they give zero shits, and you'll end up getting cloned and copied and being used for fraud. So there is a few telltale signs, though. So I've screenshotted the profile picture, so there's a ring around it. You know, when you put your stories on and it puts a ring, the screenshot will tend to keep the ring in it, and then they put it on another one, so the ring's there forever and it doesn't move, so you can tell. Or sometimes there's an extra one or a spelling mistake or an extra I. So for mine, it was Swales Dit, and they just put an extra T at the end, so it was Swales Dit or underscores. They tend to have put all the posts on that Instagram account have all appeared on the same day, every single one, and there's no caption, it's just a picture. Every single post got uploaded on the 25th of June, the 25th of June, the 25th of June. Sometimes if they're crafty, they'll do the 25th of June and then they'll wait a couple of days and then do the 28th of June, but there'll be loads and loads and loads again on the 28th of June, because they can't wait to start scamming. They're just so greedy, they're just so impatient. They slap it all on as fast as they can. The details are missing. People follow them back. Sometimes they pay bots to follow them, so they might have 3,000 followers, which make them look legit, but the reality is people have seen the bot followers and then just followed them too, because they've gone, oh, it must be real because they've got loads of followers. But the cult mother has it quite often. She gets so pissed off about it. She gets targeted a lot. The cult mother, so it'll be like the cult mother 1, the cult mother Tarotto, or the cult mother times 2 backup, or, and it's just, they copy and paste absolutely everything. Oh, how my blood boils. Be vigilant out there. It is a minefield. So, since I last spoke to you, I bought myself a little piece of Moldavite. Have you heard about this Moldavite? It is the crystal from out of space that is meant to transform your life and maybe even turn it upside down in order to get you to where you need to be really quick, like the quickest it can. So I follow TikToks about Moldavite and, you know, like women crying, going like, I bought Moldavite and it's just ruined my life. And for some strange reason, I decided now was the time. So I spent about £40 on a 1.4 gram of Moldavite, which is a tektite from outer space. It's a galactic stone. It came down on a meteorite about 4 million years ago, I think that's right. In Moldavinia, is it, or Moldavita, somewhere that it's named after. Come on now, Swales, get it right. Jesus Christ. Moldavite. Let me just read up some stuff for you, because I'm just babbling. It's no good babbling. Ooh, so Moldavite is a member of the tektite group of natural glasses formed interplanetary collisions. From the Greek word tekto, meaning molten, tektites are a glassy mixture of silicon dioxide, aluminium oxide, and other oxides with an amorphous crystal structure. A what? No, never mind that bit. Like other tektites from around the world, which are tar black or brownish black, translucent, Moldavite is a deep forest green, gorgeous, and is the only variety suitable for cutting and faceting as a gem. Ooh, I didn't know that, and I've been seeing them cut as a gem. Pretty expensive though. Beautiful and rare stone, only found in the Czech Republic and Slovakia. Formerly known as Czechoslovakia, which was disbanded in 1993. Oh my God, I can't read these words. Yep, They all agreed that it came from a crashed large meteorite approximately 14.8 million years ago. I was well off. It wasn't 4, it was 14.8. So I swales it there. So what does it do? It heals. And heals and helps remove emotions, clears the aura of unwanted baggage from past lives, believed to heighten self-awareness, helps people uncover emotions and feelings that they're stuck with deep down inside them in the present. It's good for the heart chakra as it's green. Ooh, and it magnifies the vibrations of other crystals. That's pretty cool. But yeah, just a massive shift in energy. Encouraging you to let go of negative thoughts and feelings, unearth past traumas, let go of stuff, move forward in life. Excellent for meditating with. Also, just to get shit done. I think it's just to get shit done, crystal. And I'm ready for it. I feel like now is the time. And I bet it's fantastic for manifesting with. It's going to be the stone of manifestation for me personally. And so it's expensive because I guess it's quite rare. There wasn't many of these meteorites that fell and exploded in Earth. Maybe it's coming to an end now and they're running out, so the price has gone up. Probably not as high as it was in COVID lockdown times, but it's still pretty high. I bought mine from Canny Crystals, which is a really well-known, well-respected crystal supplier. I think they've been around for ages, and the dude has also got an excellent podcast all about manifesting and things you can do with crystals. Really cool stuff, check it out. So I know, do you know, it is the actual proper Moldavite. I did buy one a few years back, but I got it from Depop and it was like £10, and I'm pretty sure it was just a piece of glass. And when I got it, I shoved it in my drawer and it for maybe 2 weeks, and then I lost it really quick, so it obviously wasn't right. I don't think it was real Edamar anyway, because if it was, it went really quick. But because I didn't pay much, I wasn't too bothered. Anyway, so this Moldavite is tiny. It's in the shape of a tiny little pizza. And I was so scared of losing it, I've actually wrapped it up in silver wire from when I used to be a jeweller and put it on a little chain so I can wear it around my neck every day. And then I'll take it off at night. A couple of reasons for that. One is it's quite a delicate stone because it is only a tektite, which is relatively soft. I mean, it chips, so you don't want to put loads of weight on it while you're sleeping on it. And I wear other jewellery as well, which isn't great for it. And also, you don't want it to be working 24/7 on you, because it'll be like dynamite. It'll absolutely cause chaos. So I wear it during the day and take it off at night. It stays next to my bed at night on a gorgeous rose quartz charging plate that I use for all my crystals, and I've had it a long time. So the idea with that is it's just a plate, it's like a round disc of rose quartz, and I charge that up usually in water or smoke or a bit of both, and then I'll use my Reiki sister and then just put stuff on top of it. But that's next to my bed and I sleep with it next to my bed. So since I've had it, and I've only had it a week, I've noticed two major things with this Moldavite. One is I've noticed so many little patterns in my life, so it's quite uncanny. I've not seen a couple of friends for maybe 2 years now. I was thinking about one of them, thinking, oh, it's strange that I haven't heard from her. I'm pretty sure I missed her last year. And then literally 2 or 3 hours later, she WhatsApped me. Could be a coincidence, but it was just really quick, sharp turnaround. So it made me go like, There's other things like, you know, when you join stuff on the internet. So like I was adding to a playlist for an event I'm going to at the weekend. And one of the tunes just jumped out to me, you know, when you notice it and go, oh, I quite like that tune. I've not heard it for ages. It actually was Fast Car by Tracy Chapman. And then literally the next morning it was on the radio. It was on the radio and I noticed it and kind of went, oh, I've just thought about that song. How strange. Last Thursday, I said to my husband, I'd like fancy fish and chips, you know. Well, as we were driving to the swimming class, and literally, no lie, as I said that, like 2 or 3 seconds later, the radio DJ started talking about fish and chips for tea. And I was just like, whoa, there's a lot of this going on at the moment. I just think about something and it appears. Or I think about somebody and they text me or call me. And I do feel it's connected to this Moldavite. So the second thing is dreams. My dreams are so vivid. I always have had dreams. Some are less vivid than others. And then I'll go through periods where I have none. Do you know, my mind's really clear and empty when I sleep, or maybe I didn't remember it. The past week, since I've got this Moldavite, I'm dreaming busy, vivid dreams every single night. Every night. And they're of friends that I've got a few issues with that I need to address. Not just friends, but like situations I need to address. I'm dreaming about them. I'm dreaming about taking a chance and doing something completely out of the ordinary and being shit scared. And then when I do it, I do all right. And I'm surprised that I do all right. And then people around me are saying like, you did excellent. You did absolutely excellent. So I think last night I dreamt of I was a comedian going on stage with serious imposter syndrome, being scared to go, you know, like in front of the curtain, pretty much getting forced, reeling off loads of jokes and unsure about the crowd's reaction. And then afterwards getting off and being like, okay, I've done it now. And then people saying, oh gosh, you were amazing. That was such a good setup and the stand-up was brilliant. And then it got in like newspapers and people were sort of wanting to interview me on BBC One show and all that kind of weird stuff. So it's like a message, isn't it? Don't worry and just get on with it. I think that's what I'm taking for it. I mean, it's either that or it's telling me to bin my witchy career and my show sex side hustle and take up in the new industry of stand-up comedianship, which I very much doubt. But they are very realistic and sometimes I wake up and go, is that real? Or was it the Moldavite? Nothing else as yet, just them two things. Carry on wearing it and I'll always report back to you if anything major goes on. I'm also going to document it on TikTok. I'm on TikTok, I think it's Swailesed It on TikTok. So Swailesedit. So it looks a bit like Swales Edit, but it's actually meant to be Swailesed It. And that's mostly just witchy bits, but I'm going to do a lot of Moldavite stuff on there. So feel free to follow me. I've also started the group. I'd say up about 2 weeks ago, I forgot all about it. And the other day I looked on it and I had 13 members. It was a bit like, oh shit, I need to get involved with this. 1st of October though, it was pretty cool to have 13 members on the 1st of October. I was pretty chuffed with that. Again, you see, synchronicities. How happy are we that it's the 1st of October? We're all buzzing, aren't we? The most spookiest month of the year, when the veil is extra thin this year, because, are you ready for this? There's a Friday the 13th, there's a solar eclipse, there's a full blood moon, and a lunar eclipse on the actual Halloween weekend. And then, of course, ending it all with fabulous Samhain. That's the spookiest October I've ever heard in my life. I just think it's amazing. On the 1st of October, I did a bit of a bath spell where I attempt to meditate in the bath. So I smoke cleanse the water and I add some Epsom salts and burn a few candles of corresponding colours. And then I put a bit of sage around my naked body and bless the water, get in, lay back, try and meditate. And then think about all these ideas for podcasts. It just popped into my head I should do a couple of bonus episodes just telling you how I do it, you know, like, because I've got a couple of scripts that I use for meditation, which work quite well for me, especially in the bath. I've got a really cool one for the bath about feeling yourself go underneath the soil and stuff, which is the water. So it's a bit of an elemental bath. But let me know if that's something you'd be interested in. If you are, I'll share it. I'm just not sure about this voice, this Yorkshire, broad Yorkshire Wakefield accent. I mean, is it going to be all right for a meditation? It is questionable. Do I relax you or am I like nails down a chalkboard? You tell me. Slide to me DMs and tell me. Email me. Tell me. Should I do it? Have you got one you do? Do you want to come on and tell us it? Do you want to talk to me on live? On live, not live, but do you want to talk to me on the podcast? And I shall edit it and make you sound spiffing and get it out there, lass and lads. Let's do this. Hello, lovely listeners. I just wanted to stop the podcast for a moment and tell you about this wonderful new online community I've discovered just recently. Pagans of the North online magazine is a network for pagans, witches, heathens and others on similar paths in and around the north of England, providing a free online magazine, a blog, a directory and other resources on the website, as well as online courses, offering free advertising for businesses and sellers, highlighting the north of England, but read by people nationally and internationally. It's a great place to find magic in different businesses or connect with like-minded souls, speaking about being a pagan and a witch in the 21st century, as well as all the centuries ago. Every issue is unique and absolutely beautiful. You can subscribe at pagansofthenorth.co.uk for early access to the magazine, news and events coming up, as well as other little sneak peeks and Easter eggs. This is a free magazine, so it's entirely run by volunteers who would love to connect with you. Got a business you want to advertise? Then give us an email. You can email us at pagansofthenorth@gmail.com, and we're always looking for people to write stuff in, from poetry to a subject you're passionate about to a blog post and all kinds of magical subjects. Come aboard, join our little community, make friends and unearth some more magic in your beautiful pagan life. So, after that long babble, for this episode, I wanted to talk to you about one of my favouritest magic that I do in my life. It's one of my most successful magic, and that is instant trigger magic. Now, instant trigger magic is a practice of putting your will into motion very quickly, using the power of visualisation and attaining a light meditative state throughout the use of the trigger. It can be called, you know, like projecting, casual magic, creative visualisation and all that jazz. So the idea is if you need magic quickly, you create an action that gets your mind into the alpha state, a meditative level where you can still do stuff, but you can also do magic. So, you know, like when you drive and your mind goes blank a bit, I get this quite often, or you're just not thinking anything and you're staring at space, that's your alpha state. So trigger magic, you train your body and your mind to connect this movement, this action, to get your mind instantly there, like in a blink of an eye. It's amazing. So you need to program your mind into creating and accepting this trigger magic action. My trigger action is on both hands, my four fingers and my thumbs, and I tap them together 3 times, and that's my trigger magic action. It is wonderful because you can do it mostly any time, you know, like when your hands are full, you can just quickly hold the bags with the 3 fingers and just do with the index and thumb. When you're driving, I was thinking if you're on crutches, not obvious that you're doing it, you know, because people don't notice. It's not like having a dance, like a rain dance or whatever. And also, if you break your arm because you're doing two hands, one hand is better than no hands, right? So that's why I do two. My trigger magic, I use every single day, every day, all the time. I use it for when I'm driving to a new place and I'm worried about my directions. I'll do trigger magic. If I need to park, I use it a lot for parking. I'll ask parking angels for a space and then I'll do my trigger magic, and then I usually get a car parking space. I use it for if I'm late, if I'm getting somewhere and I'm delayed, I can bend time just a little bit, not loads, maybe 5 minutes. I can bend time so it slows for 5 minutes. And then I'm very rarely late if I do trigger magic. I mean, I'm very rarely late anyway because I'm that kind of witch, you know, that's really punctual and I need to be there 10 minutes to spare, because I just hate being stressed in general and I hate rushing, sweating and all the rest of that. The more you use it, the more powerful it gets. So I recommend, when you've figured out what you want to do, use it as much as you can. You can't overuse it. There's no limit on it, because it is completely your invention. You own this trigger magic which you're going to create. So think of something really simple that won't attract attention, that people won't even know you're doing. Because as witches, we can be a little bit flamboyant, right? Try and keep it simple. So it's kind of like a self-hypnotic command. Some people cross two fingers or a nod, or like Samantha, you know, and she used to wiggle her nose. That was trigger magic, eh? There you go, trigger magic on the TV. I can't remember what that was called, though, that Samantha witch that used to wiggle her nose, twitch her nose. Just have to Google it now, actually. Oh my God, it's called Bewitched. Do you remember Samantha from Bewitched? And she used to just wiggle her nose and loads of fantastic shit used to happen. Brilliant. Could be a tap of the third eye or a scratch of the temple. Or maybe tap your foot 3 times. You'll know, you'll get a feeling as to what you want it to be. Simple gestures work the best. As some grand crossing of the legs and blowing your nose may not be ideal when you're doing stuff like driving or riding your bike or something. So hands, I think, would work better than feet. Thumb sucking was used by the Celts. They used to suck the thumb for magic, apparently. But again, it might cause a few eyebrows raised if you was to choose that one. You can even use it as a cosmic phone where you do your action and then somebody might call you. Honestly, I use it all the time as a good luck spell, as a getting what I want spell, as a feeling sad, I'm a bit worried spell. Do it whenever I can to reduce anxiety. From reducing anxiety to turning traffic lights green, to finding stuff that you lose in your house, to entering a competition and asking for a bit of luck for you to win. It's really cool magic. It is one of the best ones I've ever learned. Of course, I learned it from my lovely friend Louise Bloomer, the Wiccan Lady. This was on a witch course that I did 3 years of. I think this was in the first year. So if you are interested in learning it in depth, and as well as other amazing things, please do check her out. You can Google her. She'll be right there at the top, the Wiccan Lady in Leeds. To get your trigger going, to do a meditation. You knew that were coming, didn't you? Do a meditation. However you do a meditation, it is absolutely fine. You do you. Do your meditation. Get to where you go. Relax, sit in your temple or your chair on the beach or your kingdom or your forest or your cabin in the woods or your spaceship or your sea dwelling. Get to where you go and then say to yourself, I'm going to create trigger magic to instantly get me to alpha state when I make this movement. And then you make your movement. I personally would do it 3 times, maybe 3 sets of 3. That sounds pretty good. I can't actually remember what we did in Louise's meditation. But it's just that there's many ways to do magic, so don't get bogged down in the details, right? When you've done that, don't rush out your meditation. Carry on what you do. But as soon as you're out of your meditation and you're ready to get on with life and all that, get using it. Like, use it straight away. Use it. Buy a scratch card and use it on a scratch card. And it might not work, and it might work, but that's because it's new. Or think of a friend and do it and see if they'll text you or message you on Facebook. Or maybe you've lost some, try do it a few times and think about what you've lost. And just see if it works. I'm just asking you to be open-minded to this. See what you get. And if it doesn't work straight away or it doesn't feel right, it's usually because It just needs work, it needs practice, and the more you practice, the stronger it gets. I've been doing it for 3 years now, and it is really strong. But it wasn't this strong at the beginning. You know, I didn't always find a car parking space, but definitely the third year now I do find one. And if you've got an inkling that it's not the right movement, it's incorrect, it's not comfortable, it's not achievable in a busy shopping centre, you can go back to your meditative state and your meditative kingdom or place of chill, whenever that may be, and do the process again. It is probably worth saying you should only have one trigger action to start with, but who's to say you can't have more? You can make it as complicated or as simple as you like. I do believe the more simple it is, the better it'll work for you, in the start at least. I mean, you could, in a few years' time, maybe have a trigger especially for car parking and a trigger especially for, I don't know, seeing friends, or a trigger especially for nights out. I always do my trigger magic before a night out, always. And I always do my trigger after my shift because I work late nights with Showsec as a steward, so I finish about 11:30, so I'm not home till after midnight, and I do my trigger then to keep me safe, as well as other things, as we have to do. So yeah, the possibilities are absolutely endless. Do let me know if this is something you're going to do, if you've done it and it works. What's your trigger? Message me on Yahoo! The Bellwitch Podcast at yahoo.com. Reach out and touch me. Reach out and talk to me and tell me about your trigger magics. How it works for you, and if you've ever heard of it before. It's kind of like chaos magic. I think chaos magic might have something similar in this. Don't quote me on that. I might be wrong. Ooh, so exciting. I love doing this podcast. So I think that might be it for me today. Not too bad. Bit short. I'll add a few more bits and bobs here and there. Join the group, the Bellwitch Podcast. I've got pages here, there, and everywhere. I'm on Threads. I'm on TikTok. I'm on Instagram. I've got a blog, which I suck at writing. I need to get better at that. Did you see my piece in Pagans of the North? Did you see it? Pagan parenting. I'll be doing that again at the end of the month, so check that out. And every Tuesday, I am up at the Crystal Booth with Angela of the Crystal Booth in Yeadon from 9-ish to 2:30-ish. So I'm sandwiched between school runs, but I'm offering Reiki up there. You can do a taster session for a tenner. Just mention that you heard me on the Bellwitch Podcast. £20. I can do you an extra long time for £20 just to get you in. Come see the beautiful crystals and meet Angela and gorgeous Mr. River, the lovely, sweet little kitten that is helping me on my way to get over not wanting a cat in my house that my husband will never let me have. He's giving me my healing vibes through his lovely little purrs, and he's so lovable. Me and Angie have got a lot of ideas floating around, things we might do. I think we're going to do some witchy stuff for spooky season. We're going to do lives together with some crystals where I'll just hold a big ass crystal and she'll talk about it, and I'll be like, you know, the girl behind going like duh, 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 hand movements holding the crystals. Duh, duh, duh. Wear a big party hat, drink some mead. I wouldn't mind doing a spell with you as well. Maybe I could do a simple money spell or something along those lines. Be loads of fun. I'm just open to the universe and things coming to me. And opportunities, I'm going to grasp them. And I'm going to run with them. And I just love this process. And I've just noticed my cup of tea over there, which my hubby put about 30 minutes ago. It's probably going to be cold now. Oh, this witchy life. Story of my life, I always forget my blooming tea, I tell you. Get used to drinking it cold now. Anyway, up the Moldavite, woo! You've been listening to the Bellwitch Podcast with your friendly green witch, me, Swales. Thank you so much for joining me. If you fancy tipping your witch, you can find my link tree on all my social media website, www.linktree.com/friendlygreenwitch. As a baby podcast, I don't get any funding. It's hard to receive any unless you're getting 1,000 listeners a week, which just blows my mind. So any donations or tips would be greatly received with thanks. Music by Jeff Harvey, made on WavePad and distributed by Zencaster. Have a great week ahead of you, witches and beautiful souls, and I will see you next time for another episode of the Bell Witch Podcast.
Save on quality sofas, sectionals, top brand mattresses, and more during Haverty's President's Day sale. Find the style of furniture you've been looking for at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Save big on everything for your next project now at Menards. Breathe easier with Best Air Allergen Air Filters. They trap larger airborne contaminants to keep allergens out of your home, and they last up to 90 days. Save big on all Best Air products at Menards and refresh your home today. View our entire selection of air filtration products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find great deals happening this week.
Save big.